You are bathed in radio waves, TV broadcasts, probably telepathic messages, from other minds deep in thought.
Listening to the radio at the same time.
And this radio simply makes audible something that you thought was inaudible.
Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
Hey, I'm Spike Priggin, host of the Bedazzled Radio Hour. Broadcast every week from 12:10 until 2 p.m. Wednesday afternoon, live from Spike's Record Rack, 400 Main Street in the village of Catskill. Every Wednesday, I play pop, rock, soul, country, blues, reggae, and other obscurities, and once in a while, a hit or two. Please check out the Bedazzled Radio Hour with Spike Priggin on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, every Wednesday from 12:10 until 2.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Lee Jamison of Stuyvesant, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by The Highway Drive-In, a four-screen drive-in movie theater in Coxsackie, New York. Information and schedule at HIWAYDriveIn.com.
90.7 FM.
Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, June 5th. Local early morning temperatures range from 56 degrees in Steventown to 69 in Skodak. Regional average soil temperature is 62 degrees. Air quality will be moderate. Some Canadian smoke will be wafting over our area. All counties to the south are looking at an ozone warning. Pollen levels will be high. You know, this is the sort of weather that televisions were made for. It gets pretty bad out there today. We get a high of 90 that will linger most of the afternoon. Chance of rain after 4 p.m. Overnight, temperatures dip to only 66 degrees. Tomorrow, not as hot, but definitely more rainy. And it falls all day long. We get a high of 80 at 2 p.m. Overnight, the rain continues and we get a low of 63. Saturday, more rain all day long. We get a high of 74 at 4 p.m. Sunday, break in the rain, but only in the morning. We get a high of 76. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 5:58 a.m., high tide at 11:29 a.m., and low tide, once again, at 6:13 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 62 degrees and the tide strength will be average. Sunset today will be at 8:12 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:17 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 10%. Plasma winds will be fast at 646 kilometers per second with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently a little better than solar max standard with an S2 level noise floor. There are low chances of aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 92. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Thank you. Public News Service Friday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. Russia Friday launched one of the largest barrages of missiles and drones of the war at targets across Ukraine, killing at least four people and damaging buildings in Kyiv in what Moscow suggested was retaliation for Ukraine's recent audacious assault on Russian strategic bomber bases. That from the New York Times. They report over the course of some 5 hours after midnight, Russia launched 407 drones and decoys, nearly 40 cruise missiles and 6 ballistic missiles from land, air, and sea at towns and cities across the breadth of Ukraine. Meantime, Ukrainians who fled the war in their home country for temporary routes in North Dakota are waiting with worry about their ability to keep working in the U.S. as the future of a key support program is up in the air.
Separate from refugees or asylum seekers, humanitarian parole gives people escaping a global conflict a chance to work and live temporarily in an American community. As reported by North Dakota News Cooperative, several hundred Ukrainians in North Dakota fall under that status, taking on a range of local jobs the past 2 years. Yaroslav Ryzanyov is one of them, and with the Trump administration trying to roll back immigration relief, he's living day to day.
My work permit expired in a couple of days. I need to work because I have a lot of bills to pay, you know.
Legal wrangling continues over humanitarian parole, with the U.S. Supreme Court recently allowing programs with four other countries to be suspended. Supporters of the Ukrainian designation say there's still too much uncertainty about applications for those folks, renewing concerns they'll be forced back to a war-torn region. I'm Mike Moen.
Next to North Carolina, a state that has seen a surge in clean energy projects from solar farms in the east to electric vehicle manufacturing hubs across the state. Advocates warn the momentum is now in jeopardy as Congress weighs a rollback of clean energy tax credits.
Will Scott with EDF Action says the credits have fueled job growth and helped lower energy costs for families, particularly in rural communities. Scott says eliminating these incentives could be detrimental to families and economic growth.
Repealing these credits could increase North Carolina families' power bills by $200 a year. At a time of continued inflation, we can't afford to reduce our access to the cheapest available energy sources that are clean. So repealing these incentives would not only damage our economy, but it would leave us ill-prepared to tackle the rapidly rising demand for energy.
Shantia Hudson reporting.
Next, Mississippi ranks among the worst states for maternal mental health care, receiving an F on a new national report card, far below the national average of C-. Caitlin Murphy is a research scientist at George Washington University's School of Public Health.
It's becoming increasingly well known that the scope of maternal mental health need in the U.S. is massive. Right now, maternal mental health disorders do impact 1 in 5 mothers in the U.S.
These conditions now represent the leading cause of maternal mortality. This is Public News Service. New reports show that the state of New York faces multi-billion-dollar budget cuts if the federal budget reconciliation bill passes in its current form.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office report finds what's known as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act would cost the state government more than $15 billion annually and kick 1.5 million New Yorkers off their health insurance. Medicaid cuts of this magnitude would also affect hospitals statewide. Nathan Gusdorf with the Fiscal Policy Institute says the domino effects wouldn't end there.
The act will also reduce federal funding for food stamps, or SNAP, a program that keeps 3 million low-income New Yorkers from going hungry. But it requires state governments to fill in these spending gaps, which could cost New York State up to $2.1 billion annually.
He notes New York elected officials will have to choose between spending cuts to safety net programs or new tax measures to fund them. Proponents of the federal budget reconciliation bill, as it's now written, say it would cut wasteful government spending and extend tax breaks. But the CBO report finds it would add almost $2.5 trillion to the federal deficit. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And the Mississippi River tops a new list of America's most endangered rivers, in part because federal officials propose shifting flood disaster costs to the states.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA's acting chief, advocates moving recovery responsibilities to state government. But Eileen Shader with the group American Rivers, which issued the new report, warns this could destabilize flood protections for communities along the Mississippi.
The Trump administration has called for FEMA to be dramatically changed, if not eliminated. And we thought it was really important to highlight the importance of FEMA and the the federal role in managing disasters like flooding to our local communities.
The 2025 Most Endangered Rivers report points out that this is the Mississippi's 13th appearance on the list, citing the river's history of catastrophic floods that have shaped national disaster policies. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Finally, folks in New Mexico will gather in Las Cruces, Taos, and other locations tomorrow for a day of action to defend national monuments and public lands.
The second Trump administration has renewed calls to sell off public lands to save the government money. Maya King Flaherty with the Sierra Club Rio Grande chapter says advocates are rallying to prevent public lands from being turned over to states, industry groups, and developers.
We're really trying to inform the public about the senseless attacks on our public lands that the administration is moving forward with, to call on our congressional delegates in New Mexico to keep pushing back and letting them know that their constituents are behind them.
I'm Roz Brown.
The Washington Post reported the Trump administration had included New Mexico's Organ Mountains Desert Peaks in a list of six national monuments for potential mining activities and a reduction in protections. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In the Imperial Valley region of Southern California, deep groundwater reservoirs contain vast amounts of lithium. This mineral is critical for making batteries, and demand for it is growing as the electric car industry expands. Multiple companies are developing plans to extract that lithium, and one project has broken ground.
It's quite possible that this area is on the precipice of a major boom that could bring significant economic activity. But whether or not it actually benefits the residents is much more uncertain.
Manuel Pastor of the University of Southern California is co-author of a new book about the emerging lithium industry in the Imperial Valley and how it could affect the largely low-income Latino communities nearby. Local groups are pushing for companies to commit to strong environmental protections and to hiring and training residents for jobs the industry creates. And they help lobby for a tax on lithium extraction that will create significant revenue for communities. Pastor says these are steps in the right direction.
The fact that these companies have begun to fully realize that in order to do well, everybody in that region needs to do well gives me hope.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Exploring Science in the Sea. When tropical storm systems barrel across the Atlantic Ocean toward North America, they often take aim at the Lesser Antilles, an arc of small islands that marks the eastern boundary of the Caribbean Sea. In fact, the islands often are the first thing forecasters talk about when a tropical system heads our way. The Lesser Antilles arc from the U.S. Virgin Islands near Puerto Rico all the way down to South America. They comprise three separate groups: the Leeward Islands, the Windward Islands, and the Leeward Antilles. The Windwards extend farthest into the Atlantic. They were the first stop for European sailing ships, which followed the prevailing winds to the Americas. Most of the islands are volcanic. They formed as two of the plates that make up Earth's crust plunged below the Caribbean plate. As the rock descended, it melted. Some of the molten rock then forced its way upward, building the islands. Earthquakes rock some of the islands, and some of the volcanoes that built the islands are still active. A massive eruption that began in 1995, for example, destroyed the capital of the island of Montserrat and forced most of the population to leave the island. Despite the volcanoes and hurricanes, many of the individual islands are popular tourist sites. Places like the Virgin Islands, Aruba, and Martinique offer tropical beaches, coral reefs, rugged mountains, and other natural attractions at the edge of the Caribbean Sea. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Some doubt.